A Big Bend gonna get bigger. The River Kittens, DaleWileyShow.com. Tell me how the River Kittens got founded.
I was having lunch and drinks with some friends at the Crow's Nest in Maplewood.
Okay.
And Maddie here was my server. And
okay.
We
bartender
server. And so, you know, the friends that I was with knew Maddie already.
Okay.
And then she got off work and we still weren't done. So then, you know, we weren't done hanging out at the Crow's Nest once Maddie got off work, and it just turned into this back porch jam, which, you know, tends to happen with.
What year was this?
This was in, I'm going to say
2015.
Really?
2015?
Yeah, so I just got off work and was jamming, and they found me out back and asked me if I wanted to be in their band. And I said, heck yeah, and I showed up at practice the next week.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what are your influences? Because I really like your music a lot.
Thank you.
I think they're certainly different for both of us.
Yeah, we have a lot.
Sure.
I always have to say I started out in musical theater, so that's my first influence. And then my family always played a lot of bluegrass, so that's probably where that country twang sometimes comes in. And as far as an adult, I've went through my big Bob Dylan phase, then the band, and of course we love Fleetwood Mac and the Rolling Stones and the Dead, and you know, I mean, those are all pretty
normal great stuff.
Yeah, and I think we just kind of, and we love a lot of soul music. We like to combine that with the country and our harmonies a lot of times. But Allie's influences are different, so.
Yeah, that was Maddie, by the way.
Okay.
And
yes.
Allie, I was raised on the Beatles.
Okay. Good.
I got a lot
good
of
answer.
I got a lot of classic music influences growing up. My first CD was Elvis's Greatest Hits, and next came the Beach Boys. And I got to see the Rolling Stones in concert, as well as the Who, and the Guess Who.
Uh-huh.
so that was, and John Fogerty was actually my first concert ever.
Love John Fogerty. What a great musician.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was a good one.
Right.
Good first one.
That was a good first one for sure.
Yes.
And then, you know, now I am influenced by so many artists out there. One of my favorite groups right now is a duo, much like us, called Shovels and Rope.
Oh, yes. They're very good. They're very cool.
So they're favorites.
Right.
I also love Brittany Howard from the Alabama Shakes.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
She's amazing and such an inspiration.
Right.
And I also listen to a lot of R&B and hip-hop. So,
great.
I love this gal named SZA and Kendrick Lamar.
I can't believe you didn't say Jack White.
Yeah. Jack White is a love-hate situation.
Well, tell me about that. What does that mean?
I'm only just jealous that he didn't want to sign me, but he probably doesn't know me yet.
Okay.
He will eventually. That's cool. Now we're waiting a minute. Let's talk again about how you get involved in the Musical Map. Number one, if you want to send a check, send it to Musical Map of Missouri, Music Map of Missouri, P.O. Box 390, Crane, Missouri, 65633. If you want to hit me up at DaleWileyShow.com or DaleWileyShow@gmail.com. I'd love to get that stuff out. This project is so cool. We need to see it go all the way to actually, you know, funding a lot of musicians and helping them out. And now they're back. Let's end the stream.
We are back.
Now we're back to the original place.
Camera's not working.
Yeah. this StreamYard. This StreamYard is not
the first time we've used it. Yeah.
Working with our camera rig. Uh-huh. We might have something set up that's a little more complicated and a little fancier because it's not just on our laptop.
Well,
it's like connected to like a big camera tripod and like,
it's
like
totally fine, dude. Thing. Yeah, it's fine.
It's not seeing the card. Okay. I'll keep messing with it. Sorry, guys.
He said I'll keep messing with it. We can just continue our audio. Sorry about that, Dale.
No, that's fine. Do your thing. Do your audio now. Do your music.
Single that just came out in
great
in February, and that is Atlantic City. And of course, it's not our song; it's Bruce Springsteen's. Right. But this version is ours, and we'll go ahead and play it for you now.
Yeah.
with more River Kittens in just a minute. DaleWileyShow.com, also on YouTube.
Because there was something in the water in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey, don't forget me. I'm Brenda Lee, and we're all going to have fun tonight on Ozark Jubilee.
There you go.
The Missouri Music Podcast, hosted by music fan and the founder of Slewfoot Records, Mr. Dale Wiley.
Back with the River Kittens, DaleWileyShow.com, also on YouTube. Wow, that was amazing.
Thank
now
you.
I've got questions for you about the recording of the album at Sun Studio. Tell me about that.
It was honestly, truly a trip, you know?
Right, I imagine. That's a small room, definitely.
It is.
Very small.
And honestly, when we walked in, it felt so homey.
Right.
In such a strange way.
Yeah.
Why did you choose to record there?
That was a suggestion on the behalf of our
label.
Devin
wanted us to record there. He wanted it to be a story. You know, we can, you know, people have heard these songs before. People have heard them
right.
in St. Louis before.
Sure.
But no one's heard them in Memphis, and we didn't record them there. You know, it's just, it's part of our story now, you know? And
sure.
And like Matt and Daniel, the guys that were working, Matt Rossbang is his name, and Daniel, I guess, Crockett. This is they were like, well, you know, everyone that comes to record here becomes part of Sun's history too, and part of Sun's
right.
story. So we thought that was really neat, because we just see ourselves being so lucky to be able to go record at Sun and tell our story about going there. We didn't ever think that we'd be
right.
added to their story as well. So that was pretty cool.
Sure.
But it just felt like we sat down somewhere in South City. You know, you could plop that building right in the middle of, you know,
without
Park
doubt.
Or Tower Grove, and you'd feel just as much at home.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, play us some more songs that are yours.
Okay.
Okay. I'll get back off here and let you go live.
Driving through the corn past the town.
Well, say what you want to, but that was better than your Springsteen cover. That was wonderful.
Well,
and so let's talk about Devin. What is Devin like?
He's a lot of fun.
Great.
He's very much a businessman. He's a dad. He's a goofy dad.
Right.
He's very serious about music. Very loves music. You know, probably more than he loves himself, you know? He doesn't... I think that any amount of money any of us could make, the most important thing to him is the music and also his his audience. He really, really is there for the crowd.
Yes.
And he feels that deeply and tells us all the time, don't get complacent, you know, don't worry about this, don't worry about that. Worry about the people that are in front of you that came to see you, that paid their hard-earned money to see
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
And love
so where can they find you online?
Pretty much everywhere. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And
we're on Spotify, iTunes.
And YouTube.
Great. That's amazing. And that you have another one for us?
That Illinois Moore song you just heard actually is a single, and it's going to
That's really good.
April 16th, that'll come out.
That's amazing. That's a great song.
It'll be available on Spotify and all those places we just...
Great. Let's hear another one.
Sure.
Okay, this is a song that is gonna be on our new EP coming out in June. It's called I'm Not There.
Coming out in May now.
Oh, it is coming out in May.
May 28th.
That's great. What's it called?
It's called you mean the EP?
Yeah, the song or the EP, both.
The EP is called Soaking Wet, and the song is called I'm Not There. Thank you.
You're just amazing. I love it. Beautiful. Do you have any more songs for us?
Yeah, we've got a couple more if we sure. need to switch instruments.
That's fine. Do your switching. So what tour-wise is the next big deal?
After the pandemic?
Yes.
Well, we just found out we'll be going out with the Almond Betts band, opening for them.
Wow.
Yeah, the day before our EP comes out in May.
Wow, that's amazing. Good news.
Yeah, and we'll be on tour with them until they kick us off.
Right, sounds great. That's a great first stop.
Yeah, till the end of the year at least. So.
Wow, that's an amazing spot. So what's the next song?
This one is perfect for talking about tour because we called it Coast to Coast. And my boyfriend, Nate, actually, he runs sound for the Almond Betts band and does some of their production. And he wrote this song, and it's about being on the road.
In the back lounge of the bus.
He wrote it in the back lounge of the Almond Betts tour bus, he said. So here we go. But this one is actually going on our EP as well.
Frosted window pane, playing this.
You guys are just fantastic. I love it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's probably our newest one. We really like that one too.
That is wonderful. And so again, tell everybody how they can find you online.
Well, we have a Facebook page. Just search River Kittens on Facebook. We have a Spotify. Do the same in the search bar on Spotify, River Kittens. If you have an Instagram, our name on Instagram is @river_kittens.
Okay.
And...
I mean, you probably don't have to type all that in before it comes up.
But. Right. And same with YouTube. Just search our band name and you'll get a bunch of results.
That's terrific. Do you have one last song?
We got one more for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We typically like to, we always end with this one live, so why not do it here? But we typically dedicate this one to anybody who's ever been catcalled. I don't know if you've ever been catcalled, Dale. That means someone like yell across at you from across the street to hit on you. But that's who this one's for, is all the yellers.
Your honey, I'm not your doll, I am.
to nothing at all.
Wow, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about who writes the songs.
We're both songwriters.
Really? Who wrote that one?
We both did.
Really?
I came in with the music, and we all wrote the lyrics together.
You guys, you've got some Roaches in there. Here's some Roaches influence, too. Love the Roaches.
Yeah, the Roaches are really cool, but you know what's funny? I didn't know anything about them until I was a river kitten, and then I
the Roaches. Well, that's fun, because you definitely have that sense in there. I love it. It's so much, and thank you so much for coming on the broadcast.
Thank you so much for having us, Dale. Sorry we couldn't get that video going.
I love it. That was fine. This will be a very unique, this will be a very unique podcast. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dale. We appreciate it. Have a good one.
Bye. Musical Map website coming soon. DaleWiseShow.com, also on YouTube.